Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, a day before the holiday, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a four-day weekend. No plans at all. I'm actually going to be bored as hell. But
same.
I'm probably going to miss work by Monday. I don't know. I wish it was going somewhere. You know, my mom is back in among the living.
Oh, so she's doing better. Here you are, like she's going to die this
weekend. She was. She was half dead already for a week.
Maybe she just needed some rest. Maybe she just needed to recharge the bats.
Something's going on. We were freaking out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's back to eating and all that. Now she wanted to get off the bed and she talks and everything. It's like,
yeah, that's good.
How's that possible?
Yes.
We're already making the funeral arrangements.
Because it ain't her time to go.
No, she's not letting go.
Yeah.
She's strong, let me tell you.
Yeah. And that's why you shouldn't make funeral arrangements before someone has passed.
Well.
Just saying.
Well, we haven't. But it was pretty much. I mean, they were saying to us, it's a matter of days, you know. So, I don't know. I just figured, you know, a little more time with her, not such a bad proposition mm-hmm. after all, you
yeah.
know. So we'll see. But she's known to make us crazy. So there she is.
Making us crazy. Yeah. She just wanted to see how you guys would react.
I know.
Now she's like, give me a cigarette.
I know. Well, yesterday we had big fights with the brothers and everything. Because I expected an explosion. I told everybody. Because my brother that came into town is mad and mad at everything. So, but there was an explosion. At the end, we all hugged, and that's it. You
see,
know?
That's what happens sometimes with family.
You got to do yeah. it, you know? It's got like it. Until you let all the poison out, the shit out,
mm-hmm.
then you can't have peace, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly.
People have to get it all out, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, I was exhausted after an hour of this.
Yeah, I hate fighting with family, but it happens.
We never had it. It's only with him, you know?
Yeah, there's always one. Yeah. I feel like I might be that one that's fighting with everybody 90% of the time. Probably so.
Why would you say you pick fights?
I say what I want to say when I want to say it.
Really?
I haven't learned the saying.
No
there's
filter,
a time and
huh?
a place for everything.
No filter, huh?
None. None whatsoever.
Whoa.
Damn it. Just spilled this drink all over me.
You know what song I have in my head because I'm constantly... I heard it when I was on the... when in the car on the way to work. And this thing starts playing, you know. You know this song? You know the song? Hold My Hand? Michael Jackson?
I've never heard this song, actually.
Really?
No.
Check it out. It's such a cool song, man. I have the song in my mind the whole morning.
I've never heard this song.
Really? Check it out.
I've never ever heard this song.
Well, you gotta hear it. It was, it says published, well.
In what, like 1999?
On YouTube, no. 2010.
Mm.
No, it's not too old a song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's just so cool because I like duets, you know?
Yeah.
They're really cool. Like duets. So I thought we'd bring you some music this morning. I mean, do you like it? Do you not like it?
No, it wasn't bad.
Not your style. Do you like MJ?
I probably wouldn't doubt. Yeah, I like Michael Jackson. But only like, I don't know all his music. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a huge fan and know every song word by word. I know like Billie Jean.
Right.
Is it called I'm Bad?
Just Bad. just bad. And you know Thriller? You know Thriller?
Yeah.
The song
Come
Thriller.
On, yeah.
Well, I don't know, you know. No,
the music video is like 10 minutes long.
What about Off the Wall? You know that song? That's an older one. Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. No?
Nope.
Okay, I have to
maybe
play
if you play it.
Yeah, I will. But first of all, I got to play the song that I think is the best fucking beat of any song. To me, this is like, this song never, I can never stand still when I, or sit still when I listen to the song, you know, it just like makes you want to dance. A genius, Michael Jackson.
I know this song.
Yeah, well, Billie Jean, you mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I thought you said this was Off the Wall. I'm like, this is definitely not the name of the song.
No. Oh. I said this is...
Yeah, I love this song. This is in my Apple Music, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. I was talking about Off the Wall, and then I played this one, but... Let me go... No, what the hell is this? That's not what I was playing. I just wanted to fast forward a little bit. If you take the chance and do it. This is from 1979.
That's probably why I don't know it.
Wow.
I like no Michael Jackson from my age bracket. You
right.
Know, yeah.
But what I'm saying to you, these are big hits.
Yeah, if only it was that easy, Michael, we'd all be doing it.
Yeah, wow. You're missing out on a lot. You got to explore more. Forget the new music. It's boring.
Yeah, there's nothing really that excites me. I haven't like heard a song that I've been like, wow, this song is so good.
Yeah.
Actually, I like Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's new song.
Yeah?
Yeah. Play it.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's called I Don't Care.
I Don't Care. Okay, we'll get there in just a second. Okay. I just wanted to bring this up because we were talking about ages and stuff, and I thought... So you're a millennial, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're between 23 and 38.
Yeah.
They're saying a lot of millennials are leaving the big cities in droves because of rising costs. And I think you see that a lot, you know? A lot of younger people deciding, this is too expensive for me. I can't afford shit here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's expensive out here.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, so Ed Sheeran, what song did you say?
And Justin Bieber, I Don't Care.
Okay.
I love this song.
Really?
I like playing on repeat.
Oh, so they're like both singing it at the same time?
Yeah, they're both on the song. Oh. Not at the same time, but like...
I mean, a duet. I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. You take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make horrible song.
Like what?
Horrible song.
I love it.
I can't get it.
Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. You like it? You're making me feel maybe I am somebody.
Ooh. I can deal with the bad. Now it's better this part, but
Justin Bieber comes on the second verse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still itchy.
Yeah. Cause I don't care
as long as you just hold. Let me just fast forward it a little bit. Okay, that's
I love his voice. Cause I really don't mind when you make it better like that.
All right, I get it. I get mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
You don't like it.
I think we can't bridge those generations as far as music goes. No, I don't know what to tell
you. Two completely different vibes.
Right?
Yeah. It's okay, though.
I know. So is old music like this, or are there still different like genres?
No, there's definitely different genres.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But they all sound the same. I don't know. What do I know? I don't listen to a lot of new music, really. I hear new music that's new for me.
Yeah.
But it's older stuff. Yeah. You know, that I just never heard.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So it's just not the same for you.
No, not the same for me. So, different vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't really picture you putting on like 92.3 and like jamming out in your car.
I'm jamming out to Spotify all day long. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I mean like a hip hop station.
No, not a
hip
hop.
Yeah, exactly. So.
No.
I don't know if that song we just played would be on a hip hop station, but it would be like on today's hits or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even adult contemporary. Yeah. I don't know, because it's not like a noisy guitar based song. You mm-hmm. know? But I don't know. More power to you guys. As long as you enjoy your music, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
You gotta love the music. And I don't know how there's some people that don't like music. Can you believe there's actually people that don't?
Well, they're serial killers, so.
Yeah?
I mean, that's bizarre. I've never met someone that says, I don't like music.
Yeah.
It's just a weird statement to even make.
That's true, right? Mm-hmm. It's definitely a gift that we got. I was reading somebody's opinion about it. He says, think about it. Music is like, you know, we talked about it. It doesn't have any, like, value for our evolution. So, but yet we enjoy it so much and it's there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing that we can get into it so much. I mean, me, some songs really touch me, and not the lyrics, the music itself, the melody.
Yeah. Sometimes. Raps, yeah. You know? Like old school Celine Dion, I would say, like her music.
Yeah. It can really pull you in.
Yeah.
Huh?
And back in the day, they actually took time and effort with music videos.
Right.
Now they just don't.
That's true.
I can't even remember the last time I even watched a music video, to be honest with you.
I know, but they have them on the internet if you go on YouTube.
Yeah, I know, but like, I can't remember the last time I watched a music video.
Wow. You like Celine? She was just in the news, you know.
For what?
For some great fashions in Paris, I guess. She was putting on all these, like, clothes that nobody expected.
Yeah.
And she was, like, a big deal. But do you know her song with the Bee Gees that she sang?
What's the Bee Gees?
Okay. What's the Bee Gees? Okay. Those are the three brothers that were only the most famous and active musicians in the past 40, 50 years.
Nope, never heard.
Have you seen the movie Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta?
I've seen like bits and pieces of it, but not from beginning to end.
Really? Mm-mm. Like, that's a classic.
I know, but it's just like beyond my time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's like, I'm not really into like 70s shit.
Really? Mm-mm. You're not into 70s shit? Because you know, that's when it all happened. All the big classic
was
music.
Was Grease
today
in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like,
it was after
like
Saturday.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. I like that movie, that musical.
But here, just tell me if you know the Celine Dion song.
So this is who I am. Nope.
You don't know this one?
Mm-mm.
Of course not.
Nope.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. I know that song. I remember that video of hers. I forget the name of the song, but I used to be obsessed with the song where she lost.
From Titanic?
No, I mean, I love that one too, but everyone knows that song. I'm talking about the one where her like lover died in a car, a motorcycle accident or something.
Right. He was her husband by then, no?
No, I'm not talking about her. It's just a music video.
Okay, yeah, okay. Like, oh.
I don't even know if she was married at this point. It's a song.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
And now I have to
figure it out. Celine Dion is cool, but I want you to hear the Bee Gees coming in here.
I mean, I just couldn't watch a whole concert of all these songs. So I'd be like, I'd be asleep.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, holy shit. Beautiful voice, though.
Yeah, here, listen to them coming in. They wrote the song. And they sing it with her. You gotta know at least one Bee Gees song.
I don't know that, but the song I'm talking about, it's all coming back to me now. You remember that song by her?
Yeah, you want me to put it on?
Yeah, just for like a second.
I just put the word "it's" and it came up.
Really?
I swear to you.
That's really weird. There's a lot of songs that start with "it."
Maybe because it saw me playing Celine Dion.
See, back in the day, music videos were like so powerful. I remember seeing this music video and like weeping.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Wow, nice song. You never heard it.
You've never heard this song?
Never heard this song.
Oh, God. See, she'd be hitting these notes.
Oh, it's all coming back to me, I know. that part. She knows how to work it.
Oh my God, what a great song. I just put it on my Apple Music. I just
have to admit that it's all coming down to me when I touch you like you need me like that. It was that long ago, but it's all coming back to me. It's so hard to resist, and it's all coming back to me. I can barely recall, but it's all coming back
right here.
Yeah.
I wish, man, I could sing like that.
I know, man. She's got the voice like
nobody
else, man. And she's got good songs too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She really does. It's amazing how you see how we associate music. We jump from one to another. We started with Michael Jackson, ended up with Celine Dion,
mm-hmm,
and everybody in between, you know, Ed Sheeran and all that. So that's also how our thinking works. You know, we think by association all the time.
Yeah.
If you think of conversations, you know, they go from one to another based on something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. You know, today, I guess the show's marked by music. What can I say? It's fun actually to do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something, like of older songs, which ones do you like? Like what song from, you're not into any of the music from the 70s? Like, I mean, you said you like Grease, right? What, the John Travolta or the Grease is the Word? Which song?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
The movie Grease.
Yeah, what about
okay.
it?
Okay, which song do you like from it? The John Travolta song? Like, the one that I want?
I particularly just like the talking in the movie. Oh, I could have really done without any of the musical beats.
It's a musical movie. Well, you don't know what you're missing out on.
I mean, I liked the movie, but at some point it's like, oh God. Probably Grease Lightning, if I have to be honest with you. When all the guys are like singing on their little cars that they think is going to get them to get the chicks.
That's true, right?
And their little tight pants and leather jackets.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, John Travolta was huge at the time, you know? I mean, he was on a series called Welcome Back, Kotter. That was about... like a class of kids.
I mean, he was really good looking back in the day.
He was.
Yeah.
You know, and then he was in Saturday Night Fever and then Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on and went on, you know?
What's he doing now?
No, hold on.
Yeah, that song too. What's that one?
Yeah, Summer Lovin'.
Yeah. Probably Summer Lovin'. Change this. It's not what I remember it sounded.
Grease Lightning.
I wonder if they were actually singing live when they recorded, or that everyone was lip syncing.
No, you have to lip sync.
Lip syncing is hard.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do what they're doing, all the acting and jumping and stuff and sing.
Yeah.
Can't do that. But Grease Lightning, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know? Do you know, I mean, the theme song of it? What about that one? Oh, no, this is the other one. Okay, so this one.
Is this supposed to be cloudy all day?
Okay, so this one everybody knows.
Yep. This is the one at the very end of the movie when she's made over.
Made over. And smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. But the thing is like, this movie has a pretty bad message to it.
Does it?
Yeah.
But
she had to change her entire appearance to get his full attention. That's fucked up.
But but you know what? Maybe that's the way it was back then. Maybe it's the way it is now. You don't know.
Yeah, probably so.
It never changes, you know? I mean, men are attracted to attractive women. And, you know, and that's just it. It's never going to change. Men are going to look. But obviously, you know, if you want to have something lasting, you're not going to act on it, you know? But other than that, shit, you know? I mean, you know, the songs in it, many of them were hits. Olivia Newton-John was huge. He was huge at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big movie, definitely. 1978. Yeah.
1978.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah. But the biggest song of the 70s probably was this one, you know? And you gotta... You know this song?
Yeah.
Actually, somebody put this to rap music this week. But I know this song,
though, yeah. My dad used to play this all the time, yeah.
That's the Bee Gees.
That's in Saturday Night Fever.
They sing like women,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Saturday Night Fever, yeah. That's the Bee Gees, and they're my favorite group. Even though you may only know these songs where they sing disco, but disco was a very short period in their lives, you know. They've done a lot of great music. They've written albums for Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion.
Mm.
That song we just heard, and Dionne Warwick.
Oh my God! What's the best friend song? Dionne Warwick.
Best, what? We Are the World.
No.
Best friends.
Just type in Dionne Warwick. Best friends.
Okay, best friends.
What pops up?
Dionne. My best friend's wedding.
No.
Dionne Warwick.
No, but her, I like her. I love her song in that movie, though.
Best friends or best friend or what?
Just put type in friends, maybe.
Friends.
Nothing.
Well, there's a lot of friends here. Let's see, Dionne Warwick. Okay, good, friends.
Did it pop up?
Yeah. Let's see. No, that's what friends are for.
Yeah. Play that really quick.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, with Elton John. Okay, so Stevie Wonder. Yeah, I remember this one.
Oh my God.
See, Elton John and Stevie Wonder is on there.
I love this song.
Smiling. Oh, shining. Gladys Knight. Knowing you can always count on me. Nice song.
That's what friends are for. Like, that's an old song.
Yeah, very.
For good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore.
That's what friends are for. Cool. Now, they probably all come in, which is nice.
Yeah, it's an okay song. Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. I like I said, when people collaborate in music and they sing duets or...
She sings a song for my best friend's wedding. I think the song is The Moment I Wake Up. That song, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Before I put on my makeup. What a classic song.
I know.
What a classic movie, just in general.
It is. It is. Do you remember We Are the World when like about 20 singers were singing together for the
No, you played it for me 1,000 times. I don't really? Like it. Okay, we don't need to play it again. Yeah.
I can't believe. I mean, Diana Ross. Everybody's on there.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. You don't appreciate this. It's been wasted on you. All right.
That's cool.
Millennials. Wow. Yeah. I'm dealing with millennial kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sure are.
I sure are. So, you know, Gloria Vanderbilt died and she left almost her entire fortune to Anderson Cooper, who is her son. You know who I'm talking about now?
No.
You don't know anything about him. Do you know Anderson Cooper, the white-haired guy from CNN?
Oh, and he came out that gay. He was gay, yeah.
Right, right.
You said the gay.
What did I say?
You said the gay.
No, I was going to say the gay. Anchor.
Yeah, no, I don't know much about him, but yeah, I remember that he came out and it was like a big deal.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's awesome. He's very smart, even though I don't agree with a lot of things he says. But so his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt. He was only the biggest like designer, fashion designer, colognes. What didn't she have, you know?
Yeah, right.
Jeans, you know, Gloria Vanderbilt jeans used to be huge.
Was he an only
and
child?
Expensive. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if he got all the fortune, that means there's no other kids, because other kids must be like, what the fuck, Mom?
Yeah. And he says he didn't expect this because she told him there's no trust fund, you know? We're talking about an estimated $200 million.
Maybe she wanted to see if he was like a loyal kid.
Right.
Well, guess what, honey?
Yeah, well, it's not like he doesn't have enough money as it is, you know? But he sure helped himself to a nice helping here, $200 million.
But then it's like he can retire for sure now.
Not only that, but yeah.
Like he doesn't have to anchor another day in his life.
That's true. I don't think he did anyway, though. I mean, he's huge.
Yeah.
He's probably very, very rich right now.
Yeah.
But now he's like
retirement rich.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, with that kind of money, wouldn't you start thinking of like how you can give it away to like charities and people that need it?
I would open a no-kill animal shelter and buy mad land.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what would you do with so much money?
I don't know. I would definitely like put, I'd probably put like $50 million into a trust if I ever had kids.
Yeah.
And then be like, give this to my children if I ever have them and something happens to me. And then the rest I would just start donating. Because like literally no human being on this face of the planet needs that much money.
Right.
For what?
Can you imagine being born into that kind of wealth?
No.
Wow.
But that's basically what happened with Kim Kardashian's kids. She got four kids now. They probably have no idea how much money that family, they're going to get it when they're like 14, 15. But right now they probably are just like, what's going on?
Oh, they're kids.
They're like kids.
Right.
I think her oldest kid is like 4 or 5. They have no idea how much money they were just born into.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Like so much money that Kim Kardashian's kids are probably going to have money for their kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be going on for generations.
Yeah, generations.
Until somebody blows it off.
Yeah. Which is probably never going to happen. But that family's way too smart with their shit.
Yeah. But you never know a few generations later what the kids will do with it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish upon myself to have that kind of inheritance. But not in this lifetime.
Right.
Not even close. But hey, you know, actually, if my mom stays alive for a while, you know, we could run out of all her, all what would have been inheritance, you know, because just for her care.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
my dad.
But really, I mean, to me, it means nothing. You know, I don't even think that money is, it's her money. It's not our money until she dies.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew this guy once whose grandparents are super rich and he would just like joke, like, I'm just waiting for them to die so I can get my check.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
A lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little do you know your grandson is saying that you should leave him nothing.
Right.
Asshole.
I know.
See,
man.
I would like the Anderson Cooper, like someone in my family super rich and none of us know.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, yeah. Wow, money. When you talk about money, man, there's just like, I don't know, it changes lives, you know?
Yeah.
It changes lives.
It sure does.
Especially when you make a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how some people can figure out how to do it and some can't.
You know? Like me.
I mean, I consider myself, I'm not stupid, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty like,
smart.
I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I haven't figured out how to save money or make a lot of money or I'm a spender, you know, I mean, I have a little money, I like to buy things.
I'm not a spender and I think it's just because I'm not like, I don't have income enough to save. I was making enough to save, I'd easy for me.
But is it ever enough? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't living on my own before. I was living with my parents, so it was easy to save. I don't know if it would be easy to save now.
Right. Then how long are you going to be living with roommates? Don't you one day want to have your own
place?
Fuck
yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I hate this shit, but also bills are really expensive. We split them 3 ways.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
I know. So that's what I'm saying, though. That's why people are leaving, because it's way too fucking expensive to live here,
like,
you know?
For instance,
I mean, if someone like you at your age and you work a full-time job even when you do, and you can't afford an apartment or, you know, an apartment and
utilities
to live your life,
yeah,
you know, in a certain way, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. Our cable bill alone was $148. So imagine if I was living by myself, that's $148 on top of the gas bill, the water bill, and rent.
My fucking water and power bill jumped. Haven't moved to a house? Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, how much was yours? Mine this month, because it's every other month, which is cool.
Right.
But because it's every other month, they're higher.
It's higher, right.
I'm like, I almost wish they just did it every fucking month.
Right, right. Exactly.
I'm like, dude, let's do this every month, please.
It saves them a lot of accounting, though.
Yeah. So our bill this month was $283.
Wow. Mine is about $200, and I'm one person. And I haven't used the air conditioning that much.
Oh, yeah. Our air I live with
but
two guys. They always put the air conditioning on. I'm like, fuckers.
Because I'm not home that often. When I am, I, you know, but it's only a few hours here and there.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, but.
You okay over there?
No. Oh, no, I just try to remember what I wanted to say. And that is that the sprinklers, I have to pay for that water.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to the tenant, I guess, to maintain the fucking grass.
I mean, yeah, you have a house.
Yeah, but it's not mine. It's not me to save your fucking house for you.
Do you have a landlord?
Well, the owner of the house, yeah.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, he renting. Makes you do it on. I mean, if they're the owner of the house, they can put whatever they want in that contract.
No, but why would they want to pay for it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they obviously decided that's what they wanted to do, but fuck it. What can you do, you know? Eventually, obviously, if I do get some money, a little windfall from inheritance, which I'm telling you, it's not going to be a lot, but enough maybe to get a house or put a down payment on a house or something.
Right, right.
You know? So that would be nice.
I would eventually like to have like a house and stuff, or at least a condo. I just want a backyard so I can have as many dogs as I want.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. How many would you have?
Dogs?
Yeah.
I want at least two.
Really?
And I want to get them both when they're puppies so they grow up together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I remember growing up, we lived down the street from this family and they had two dogs, Jake and Guinness, and they are both yellow labs, but they got them at the same time.
Right.
A year apart. And they grew up together. And I was like, I want that.
Yeah.
I've wanted that my whole life.
I'm surprised. If you like dogs that much, why you don't have one?
It's just I need to...
Because it's in the apartment,
yeah,
huh?
It's just like I really don't want to do that. Like if it was, if I had a small dog, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I want
dog.
Like a lab.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Lab,
I mean, I would
lab.
Get a mini French bulldog, but I've like been reading.
Right.
Because someone just offered me one for free. They're like, come and pick it up.
Really?
But then I've been reading into it. My friend got one and she's like, they're so bad. Like their behavior is really bad. And I'm like, I don't know. Like labs are really, really good dogs.
Right.
They behave really well. They're family dogs. I'm just like, I've had labs my whole life that I just don't know if I think those dogs are cute. Would I like one? Right. Sure.
Yeah.
But I want a well-behaved.
Big one.
Big dog.
Yeah. And yeah, in the apartment, I mean, they're just going to get lazy and not in shape, you know, because they don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
A chihuahua can run in the friggin' house, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. Small dogs can run all over the place.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want a chihuahua running all over the place.
Then
you
it's
know?
Your responsibility to take your dog out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that. Yeah. Using an excuse to wake up early, get some extra fresh air that I didn't plan on getting. Exactly.
Yeah. You attract all these men.
I was pumping gas this morning. Some random guy was like, literally just pulls up next to me and was like, hi, I'm a music producer. I mean, a movie producer. And I would like to, I really like your look. I'm like, you're a creep.
Wow, that's true. People would think about things
like
that.
He's like, do you not take me serious? I said, no, I don't. Sorry, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah, fuck it.
I just don't.
People are so fucking stupid that I don't believe this, you know?
Yep.
I would never say anything like this to anybody.
You know? I don't get it. I really don't.
Oh, wow. What do you think you probably know maybe a couple, but the 10 highest grossing films of all time, you know?
Probably definitely Avengers.
Obviously, it's going to be in there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I would say Avatar. Yeah. I never saw that, but I know it made a lot of money.
Yeah. They're starting with number 10, but let me go with number one. Actually, I'm not surprised about this one. It was made in 1939. Can you guess what that is? That's a long time before.
Yeah, no. I have no idea.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard
I've
of
never
it.
Seen it.
But... I think I might have watched that in English class and fell asleep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's
I think,
a long
yeah,
film,
it's like,
4 hours?
Yeah, I think they made us, I think every high school student has to watch that movie.
Wow.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, because it was during the slavery in the South and stuff, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Second one is Star Wars. Not surprising there, right?
No, not at all.
The original one. Then we have The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I saw that one and fell asleep when I was a kid.
I've never seen that movie, to be honest.
It was released in 65, so I was 5 years old. E.T., The Extraterrestrial, remember that?
Yeah.
Man, it was huge at the time, 1982. Wow. Okay, and then there was Titanic. The Ten Commandments. So... So look, we don't have any of the Marvel ones, because what they're doing, they're adjusting for inflation. In other words, what that means is, let's say here, Jaws, for example. So if Jaws made like maybe $100 million then, it would be like $500 million now.
Right.
So that's what they're going based on, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that makes sense, because, I mean, you can't imagine that a Marvel movie would do bigger than all these movies.
Something
I mean,
just bit me in here. I'm fucking pissed.
Here?
Yeah. You can see the little bite mark.
Oh, well, I don't know. Whatever.
Damn it.
I can't be responsible for the bugs here.
Yeah, you can't. Ugh.
Okay, Jaws. Then Dr. Zhivago. Have you heard of that?
No.
I've never seen it, but it's supposedly like a huge movie. The Exorcist.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen the original, but my dad said he walked into the theater and walked immediately out because he was so scared.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he still hasn't watched it to this day. I haven't seen it. I want to watch the original one.
The funny thing is,
it's like 1979 or some shit, right?
73. I was 13 years old, and let's say the book came a year before.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 12 years old when I read the book. I mean, I was a
kid. I don't
know
if I could read a book about exorcisms. I could watch it, but I don't know if I could fucking read it.
I know.
Oh, God.
But obviously, I was always a reader. So, The Exorcist was good. But yeah, I still can't believe it. And then Jaws came out when? In 76 or something? Let's see.
I don't know.
Because Jaws, I also read.
When you watch that movie now, though, it's like, oh, my God, the filming back in the day was so trash.
Yeah.
It's so different now. But you know what movie I watched last night that was terrible and I actually like shut it off? The Megalodon.
Oh. You didn't like it?
No.
Is that like a huge shark or something?
Yeah, like.
Very big.
Yeah, I was like, this is so stupid.
Stupid, right?
Ugh.
Like snakes on a plane.
I actually just shut it off. I was like, good night.
No, I knew. It was like too stupid. It's like those Sharknado. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard of them?
No.
It's like a tornado of sharks.
Is that a movie?
Three they made already.
Okay, yeah, no. It's called Sharknado because of tornado. Okay, get it. I caught on really slow to that. No, I haven't seen that. That's terrible, though. It's a terrible name for a movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Spider-Man probably today by myself.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second one.
I can't fucking talk anymore, man. I'm coughing like shit.
Yeah, you're coughing a lot today.
I know. I should have brought some cough drops. I'll have to remember next time.
Yeah.
It sucks. I really beg your pardon about this, guys. But sometimes it just happens when you're a fucking smoker. And you know what? Now I'm the only one left in my family who smokes. The only one.
Probably time to quit.
Time to quit. But mm-hmm. I'm also the only one who smokes weed. So, and this goes together for me. Yeah.
That's all mental, for sure.
It is. You know, I go to therapy and I'm really, really enjoying it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going very well, you know?
I need to get in some therapy. I realized yesterday all the shit going on in my life is giving me anxiety.
You need therapy. Everybody needs therapy because it lets you talk to somebody who's not, someone who's objective. They're not biased against anything.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. And it's really important that you connect with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I connected with her. Yeah.
That's important. That's why I want a male, because I feel like a female is always going to be judging another female.
You think so, huh?
Even if it's their profession, low-key, you're judging me.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a guy who's just like completely different perspective.
But you want someone professional.
Yeah, who isn't trying to like suck my titties.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, I get it.
And picture you naked while you're sitting there.
I'm just going to go in like a paper bag, sunglasses. Like.
Okay, you know what? We're going to wrap up early because I can't talk.
Yeah, you're coughing a lot today.
Right?
Yeah.
It's suddenly, like, my throat.
It's like in your throat. Dry. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't fucking talk even.
Can you breathe?
No, I can breathe fine. It just this fucking cough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been smoking too much. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? It's just, she made me realize, the therapist yesterday, that, wow, you have a lot on your plate, you know? And you're just going on about your day like it's nothing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I thought, well, that's the only way I know how.
Yeah.
You know? I have a lot on my plate right now. A lot. The dying mother, you know? But all in all, it's going to work out.
Yeah, you guys just got to, I mean, that's what I try to tell myself. Like, yeah. It's gonna be fine.
Danielle. Yeah.
Everything is going to work out how it's supposed to.
Yeah. But you know what came out of it? And, you know, I don't mind admitting it on my show. You know, it's like people know me anyway, you know, for everything I do.
Right.
But Well, not everything. I keep a lot of things private. But at the same time, we came to a conclusion, or she made me see, that I'm really a perfectionist, you know? So what happens, I'm always like beating myself up because I can't reach perfection.
Right.
And I'm always feeling not good enough. And that's why I don't walk up to women, because I don't think I'm good enough for them, you know?
Yeah, you got to work on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you need to get over that, though.
I do.
Like, immediately.
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 Yeah. Plus, I need to put closure to my past relationship that has not been closed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Been going on for 5 years. That's why I'm not fucking anybody, man. I'm sort of, like, stuck in a past relationship.
I mean, that's a choice, though.
I know. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to start putting boundaries on that and move on.
Yeah.
You know, sit down, talk to her, say whatever we have to say, and say, okay, well, we need to stay friends and family, but we can't stay a couple anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there was a reason why we
got
divorced.
I hate those conversations.
Right?
Actually, I don't really have those conversations, but I imagine myself not being comfortable in them.
But we're so close that we can talk about anything.
Mm.
She doesn't get offended. She's probably waiting for me to say something like that, too. I mean, think about it. She hasn't dated anybody in a long time either.
Yeah.
And I know that because I know we know where each one of us is at any moment of the fucking day. How can I? So the therapist goes, how do you possibly expect to be ready for another woman?
Right.
To commit to somebody
right.
else. When you're actually hiding one from the other.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me with the relationship that I had last year. You know, I had to, one knew of the other, but not the other way around.
Right.
And I felt like I'm cheating. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm fucking divorced. But, you know, so we're talking about boundaries too. You know, you got to put boundaries to people.
Right.
So they don't treat you like they own you or mm-hmm. something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. God, I'm revealing a lot. What the fuck?
It's okay.
Yeah, right?
It feels Who good cares? To vent sometimes.
Yeah, maybe nobody's listening. Everybody's out on me.
I feel like everyone is. Actually, there was a decent amount of traffic today.
There was
a
decent amount, but better than usual, right?
No, it was like, took me the same amount of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Post office was crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I sent the guy in Chicago a birthday gift
in
the mail. Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
Just something thoughtful. Not expensive, because obviously I don't have extra money to spend, but I did something thoughtful.
But it's
thoughtful.
A thought, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Because he's really bad with his phone, so I was like, okay, instead of texting a happy birthday, I'm going to mail it.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote his best friend on Instagram, and I told him what it was. I was like, is that like a lame idea? And he's like, that's a great gift, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you have his address, mailing address?
Because when I went to Chicago.
He gave it to you.
Yeah, because I went to his apartment.
Right,
like, I was sleeping there every night.
Right. No, I know.
So I just scrolled through our entire text thread, and I just screenshotted it. Yeah. And I confirmed it was his best friend. I was like, this is his same address, right? And he said, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to scroll a lot, probably, to get
No, not really, because he doesn't really text. Remember I told you he's a horrible texter?
Yeah.
And I was scared when I went there. He was going to have no personality, but he had a wonderful personality, just horrible on the phone. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
So when I was there, his drink of choice was Tito's and cranberry. It's all he ordered all weekend long. So I got a bottle of Tito's, cranberry juice, and then I went to Things Remembered and I got two glasses engraved. The first glass had his initials, TJK, and the other one said plus one. And in a card, I said, hey, I remember this being your favorite drink. Enjoy a drink with whoever your company is on me for your birthday.
Wow.
That's cute, right?
Very.
It's like, it's not doing too much, but it's like, hey, who else is doing this for you?
Exactly.
Fly me back out because I need some dick. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. But good thing you didn't put your own initials on the other glass.
Oh, no. I'm not that crazy.
I know. That would have been like so cheesy.
Yeah, no. I said plus one. Because I thought that was cute because who knows who he'd be with, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know if he's like talking to someone or dating someone. His best friend said he's still single, but I'm like, whatever. You have to say that.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
So that's what I did. And it didn't cost much. And that's that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get like a vacation out of LA out of it. Because I'm really trying.
You need a break.
Yeah, I need a break. And yeah, I need to be around a guy that treats me like a fucking queen. Even if he doesn't talk to me for 8 months after.
Yeah. So where are you going to meet one?
I don't know. I'm on Hinge. So I went on a date from Hinge, right?
Uh-huh.
I just did a YouTube story time on this. First of all, he like asked me if I like potato chips before the date. And I was like, that's like the most bizarre question to ever ask somebody. Yeah. So he takes me to a sandwich shop and I'm like, whatever, I'm starving. So we go to a sandwich shop. Sandwiches are like $6.
What sandwich shop is
it? The Carving Board? No, it's not. I would never go to that. I don't like Subway. They taste like plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not
good. It does.
But he took me to the Carving Board. And so we're just like chit-chatting up. He's like, yeah, I have chlamydia. Like straight up just told me he had an STD. And I was like, and I'm like laughing because I'm like, he's bad shit.
Yeah.
Like this motherfucker is crazy. Like you just don't say that to someone on the first date. Right. Unless he's like just like saying shit to be like so out of pocket. And
but
like,
why would he?
Right. Yeah. Like what's the point? Yeah. And then he was like,
he
yeah.
He wants to see how you'd react.
Yeah. And then he told me that he fucked a chick the night before and like asked her to piss on him. And I'm like, this kid, this heck can't be a real date.
No. Where do you find all these guys? Fucking serial murderers and fucking, whoa. I don't know where you find all these, but you got to be careful. Listen, you get in with some fucking crazy crowd there. You know? They're all fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I only got Hinge because I was joking around on my YouTube because I've been doing YouTube Live.
Right.
And people were like, yo, start going on dates and just telling us about how awful the dates are. And I was like, I literally have nothing else to do.
That's true, right?
So, and people really like my story times about how awful my love life is. So I was like, fuck it. Like, someone was just like, do you want to grab coffee sometime? I'm like, he has no shot in hell, but sure, we can grab coffee. Yeah. Hopefully it's a disaster so I can do a story time. Yeah,
exactly.
On it.
You want good drama.
Exactly. Give me some drama.
You want psychos.
Yeah.
So you can talk about it.
Give me a story, bud. If you're not going to give me anything else, give me a story.
Exactly. Something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You see, I think the way you can make it in social media is by really revealing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what people want.
Yeah. You know, 110%.
Yeah. So. Yep. And that's why people keep asking you for more videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I was wasted when I did this video. Like, I have no makeup on. I just don't care. I'm to the point now where, like, I just don't even care what I look like on my YouTube.
Right.
Like, before I would only film if I was glammed up, full face beat. I'm like, I don't even fucking care.
Yeah. Tell me something. Do you ever think of, like, that you have to keep it, I don't know, contained in a certain way?
What do you mean?
Because of like your kids will maybe see this.
No,
one day,
if my kids see it, I'm like, that was your mom. Yeah. When she was 30.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm not ashamed of who I am or what I talk about, and I want my kid to have that same exact mentality. No, babe, get in front of that camera and say what happened at school today.
Right.
Fucking tell them.
Now, if you were in a relationship, though, you wouldn't be that open, right, about your life.
I might not be open about the relationship. Like, I might not put his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, if I, like, when my podcast comes back and stuff, like, if I have a relationship and we have weird sex or bad sex, I'm talking about it. But if he's not, if he can't handle that, that's not the man for me.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I need someone who supports everything I do 1,000%.
That's true. So, he would have to not mind to be in the public eye. Like,
Maybe I wouldn't say who he was unless he was ready for me to say it. Right. But most men don't care if you say who he is. Unless they're famous. A lot of famous guys ask you to be discreet until they know if like you're like legit with them or not. Right. You know?
Wow, interesting.
Like no one knows the celebrities I've hooked up with because I don't talk about it. I don't name drop. I name drop about people I used to hook up with.
Right.
Like I did a story time about how I had sex with Vinny from the Jersey Shore. Because the sex was great. I didn't bash him or anything. And I go, he should thank me and pay me for this video because his DMs are probably lit. I literally talked about how great your dick was.
A testimonial.
Yeah. I am praising your penis.
Exactly.
Send me a check.
All right, folks. This is it for today. A fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend. Everybody enjoy yourselves. Happy 4th of July. Remember why we're celebrating this. We're proud to be Americans. I know I am. And I love this country. And there's people, as we speak, there's people that are burning our flags in this country en masse. So
that's really
think
weird.
About that.
Yeah.
But and be careful with the fireworks because we don't think of the pets, but they freak out.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They freak out.
They freak out.
So be careful with that. And plus, I was reading about injuries yesterday, and people sustain a lot of injuries from
like
this shit.
Like missing your fingers. Eyes. Yeah.
I mean, we have one host here whose son was in Mexico, and he wasn't even the one messing with the fireworks. It just hit him. He was a bystander. Fuck that. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Danny, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
See everybody on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.